coming in. We're scheduled for exec today. I've asked Randy Hayes to come over.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked Linda Sorensen to come over. There are two issues with her. Now, I've got a bunch of stuff from Ashley, and we can ask him to come over if we need to. Here's the figures that I got from Erickson, which were forthcoming through, I guess, Mickey Davis. The CDBG funds requested alone are $750,000 for the quarter, 45%. Pledge, 740, I'll give you a copy of this, right? 743,460. There's two or three other funds. Other state federal funds are $2,212,164. Private funds, Ricky asked this question earlier, which is flood insurance money, was $1,550,876. Total project cost, $4,506,500. As I understand it, we add FEMA and the amount from CDBG to put those two together. It's $2,955,624, which is $3 million, basically. So, question is, do we set that up as revenues and expenditures in the budget?
And certainly, if we're going to pass it through, I think we need to consider doing this, because that's what it is. But that would devastate our budget. We don't have it in there.
We could put it in the budget, and if we feel we don't need to spend it, obviously we don't have to either if we don't agree on how that's to work.
Well, and I would say this, Ron, that is the reason that I didn't.
Then would you do me a favor? Would you go out and just stick that on top, shoot it through, and like four copies, I'll give you one each of the, or five.
In the fund balance that you had, that's the reason that I wanted to leave that open and not put that in the budget. I don't think that it should go in there because I don't know that it will be paid out in a timely manner with the approach that they have taken to give it to us. The recipients of this that are in the flood area with the substantial damage. Those people are contacting me weekly, some of them. Some of the contractors that are waiting on wanting to know when they can get started on some of that stuff contacting me. I don't know those things. We hired this Mr. Davis to take care of that for us. So I don't know when we're going to make the payout for there's so much involved here. When it's I'm not sure that there's any payout until the project is cleaned off and
that's what your contractors are wanting to know about?
They're wanting to know when to get started.
Clean it off.
Yeah, the demolition of it. And then there has to be, I mean, there has been inspections done. I guess some of it paid by the owner who wants reimbursement.
I said I got this through Erickson. I didn't. I got it through Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking we're going to have to call him up here and get a clear view of where they're at and what they're doing.
He has direction for me to get that, so hopefully that's happening. Let me restate that. Our dilemma now is this. We've gone as far as to request the CDBG funds. We have stated that we will move forward with this program. I don't think we received all the information that we should have. And Bob is trying to get it, and
I understand that. Bob, and I went along with what you've said, but don't leave out the most important statement for the minutes. Without a cost to the tax, to the Kenny County taxpayer, that is what we stated from the very beginning. Ron, I think both of us voiced in the earlier tapes that that's the way we were approaching this.
Right. And I think that the way that it is set up, but we want to know for sure that's going to be the case. But what I didn't anticipate is that we might be the ones fronting the money. And I don't think that we should be fronting the money, personally.
I think it should be considered a cost to the taxpayers.
Well, yes. Yes. It's also reimbursement if we receive the revenues back, but that was, anyway, it's something for us to discuss during this, from the budget perspective, during this budgetary discussion today.
Right, and let's say that this, John, if we make a decision to go through this, and the federal government, bless their little hearts, decide that they're not going to pay us this FEMA money until next year, we have an extremely large amount of expenditure and the interest that that money would bring in, and be waiting on pins and needles till next year, which would affect every office in this county and the county in general. Our interest revenue on that much money would be enough to go again the plans that I have as far as certain areas of expenditures that we're going to have.
I have the latest request from Sewer District. It started at $39 million. He's been going back and forth. They've now cut it down to $13,723. My last email, which somewhere here I have a copy of that, to them, please submit something that's in line with traditionally what you've been submitting on an annual basis, which is about $8.5 million. So we're at $13,723, but it is broken down, and it is laid out. Because this is a different district, and because we now are contracting with them, we have laid forth within that intergovernmental agreement a way that this is going to work. And we're going to approve it or not approve it by phase, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I started to ask you there. When you said $13 million, are you talking about projected projects included?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's the only way that I could see that it could be that much.
Well, there's two or three things that will either stay the same or they won't. Utility capital improvements is a big one. It's $4.9 million. And that is to repair the existing sewer lines we got out there that are leaking throughout the county. I think that's a major project. I thought that, although I don't see it, I thought that there's $6 million here for the biosolids project. Without that $6 million, suddenly it dropped. You know, I'm telling you, took that out. Okay, they put it in red what their major projects, Meadow Ridge, that's that line that will move the sewer over. Uh, power site project. That's $3 million. $2 million on the Bull Shoal Bore project.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much did you say the power site project was?
It shows $3 million there. Another big one is the T Highway extension project. Smaller one, that's 2.4
The T Highway one is
worked out acres, 300,000. And then the other big one's utility tower. So anyway, when we get into the budget, we'll break that down line by line. We have scheduled, I don't have an agenda. We have business that's going to take 5 or 10 minutes. Can you turn that off for just a second, please?